points out in the place that
the Pasuk says in Dvorim, it says in Veschanan, the story of Matan Torah what we have, all our emunah that we have is Matan Torah. All our Yiddishkeit is Matan Torah. That we have a Messiah of Ish Mipi Ish. To what? What is our Messiah exactly? State in the Pasuk, in Pashas Veschanan, Ata Horeso Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elohim Einoid Mavadli. That's the Messiah that we have. The Messiah that we have from Har Sinai is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us and was megalotos ki Hashem hu Elokim ein eid mevada, that is nothing else. Rashi says kishenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah pasach lehem Zayin Rekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up all the Elamas, all the Zayin Rekim, the Elamas HaGashmas, the Elamas HaRuchnas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalot the entire Bria. U'kishem shekaras al-yayin u'kakaras al-tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up, he ripped open the entire Bria. The Rosh Hu Yochid, Lekach Nema Ata Reis Aladas. The Mitzvah Kosh Boch Hu opened up the entire Bria, everything in the Bria. Eruchnis, Engashis, Malachim, Serafim, Eifanim, all the Sheva Rekim, and Kosh Boch Hu showed there's nothing else. Ein Oid Mavad, there's garnish in this Doi Gein Zachnish. The Yochum writes in a few places that a person will think for a second, make a mistake and think that this was some sort of sideshow to Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Kabbalah Torah, Kosh Boch Hu gave over everything we just said. Right? I saw somebody wrote a hargosha. Can you imagine in Matan Torah, in 5 minutes, Klai Yisrael have to be teifis all the yeshiva charade that was ever said on every sugya, including all the shir kolam of all the Rosh Hashivas on every sugya that was ever said, including every havamina that anybody ever said to Chavrusa. As I state, everything was said all in 1 second. We have a Muslim, what Kabbalah Torah was. Yeah? Of a state though, that Rabbi Yochum says, a person would think that B'Shas Kabbalah Satera, the grad that was a Gevaldige Gilui. Zok Rabbi Yochum Chas V'Sholom. It wasn't B'Shat that there was a grad or something else going on. Well, the B'Shat is that in Torah Ligs, Ata Reis Odas Kashem Ukim Einod Mavadai. In Torah Ligs, it's Torah that opens up the Zayin Rekim. It's not Grada. What's Grada, Kosh Baruch giving the Torah, and Grada, Kosh Baruch made a Gilu of Emuna. That's the Pshat, Chas V'Sholom. The Pshat is that the Gilu of Emuna of Einan Movadoi comes through Torah. The Ata, Rezal Das, the Shas Kabbalah HaTorah, it's the Gilu of Torah, which allowed Klal Yisrael to be able to be Zeicha to see all the Zayin Rekim that's Einan Movadoi. Which is a shocking zach. Halloy, we live in a tremendous world of confusion, of cloudiness, of fogginess, where it's able to see everything except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's infinite distractions. The distractions start from low-level distractions of things which distract us, taivis and gashmiyazdika things, to big things which distract us, which is not clear, hashkofas aren't clear, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us, which path should a person take. It's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And halloy, our whole emunah, our whole mahus is based on the fact that we understand when a person gets occasionally a clear minute to think that ain't a mevada, there's not nothing else. The minute that there's something else, so there's nothing. Is our whole mahus is based on ain't a mevada. And if we would be zeicha, we would be able to get from our limud haTorah a bechina of ain't a mevada. Because Torah brings Einod Mavada, Torah brings Psicha Zayin Rekim. There are people who are Zeicha. So it's not a one-time thing. Wherever there's a Gilui of Kabbalah Satorah, wherever there's a Gilui of Torah, there's a Gilui of Zayin Rekim, of Ata Reis Aladas, a person can be Zeicha Temuna, a person can get a clarity in where he's going. And Rabbi Yochum writes that it's not an all or nothing thing. As much as a person is Yogea, as much as a person has a Shachas to Torah, that's as much as he has a shaykh's design rakim to be able to see. The Indian is not to see the design rakim. Then he is to be able to see that in the Zayin Rekim there's nothing else besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing worth muttering for. There's nothing worth putting time into for. There's nothing worth getting distracted. If we would have a Havana of Ein Oid Mulvadoi in the clearest way, we wouldn't do any Averos, we wouldn't be drawn after anything. But the reason why we get drawn to things is other things have a Chashivas also. In big things, in small things. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, famous Gemara, the Gemara says in Peches and Mebeis, a pasuk in Shir Hashim. It's a famous Gemara, everyone speaks about it. Here. Pasuk in Shir Hashim says, Ba'amar B'shuv ben Levi kol dibur v'dibur sh'yotu pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotu zon nishmosen shal Yisrael. Every dibur that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kaisol died. Shenemar nafshi yotza bedvor. The neshama ran away. What's the pshat, by the way? Because the level of ruchnius was so stark, they couldn't stay in the guf. Me'achas shemidibur rishon yotza nishmosen. If they died after the first dibur, dibur sheni heit kiblu. Says the Kodesh Baruch, says the Gemara, Hoy rital sha'osu lahachiz boimesim, vehechyo yisom. The Baruch Hu gave them a tal shal tchiyah, was mechayedim. Agav, the Maimar HaMuzika, what's the tal shal tchiyah? The tal shal tchiyah is Torah itself. I once heard a pshat, that the pshat is, the neshama ran away from the guf. The neshama says, I can't stay, look what's going on out there. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is megal himself, atar ezel das, I have nothing to do with the guf. The neshama wants to go back to where it came from. So what does it say? Tal shel tchiyah. What's the pshat tal shel tchiyah? Tal shel tchiyah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev meisim. It's a tal of Torah. It's the koyach of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you could stick with the guf. The ability to stay with the guf is only through the koyach of Torah. It means the neshama ran away from the guf, but the neshama could run back to the guf because together with Torah you could stay with the guf. I heard over that they say over Shem the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim said that when a person is born there's a whole battle. The neshama doesn't want to go down, right? Everyone's waiting, the kiddush, the bris, ready for the abris, and the shama vilnish. He doesn't want to go down. He said, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Sit with the guf. What's he going to do in the guf? And the Chofetz Chaim said over Zal Loshin that they tell the neshama, because Baruch Hu tells the neshama that you'll go into the guf and you'll be called an Eved Hashem. Neshama says b'seder, then he's willing to go. He said, neshama doesn't want to go. The neshama runs away. But the Sfasemis points out a different zach. Why did Kosh Baruch Hu have to give the Torah in such a way that the neshama would run in and come back and run in and come back and run in and come back? Because Baruch Hu could arrange it that the guf they would hold, they would stand up to the dibris. So Hashem's time is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in the oifen of Mesiras Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in the oifen that a person has to be willing to Mesiras Nefesh. A person has to be willing for Torah to be given, to give up his life. I'm going to go be Mekabel Torah, and the price is going to be that of Mesiras Nefesh. That's the oifen that there was Mesiras HaTorah. Says this Hashem's, that any time that a person, Vibal, that was the oifen of Kabbalah Satayah, the oifen of Kabbalah Satayah was in an oifen of Mesiras Nefesh that they're prepared to give up, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Chai Yisrael, the Mafteach to be Zayich in Kabbalah Satayah. And Fasemis writes that any time a Yid, on any level, will be Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, whatever his Mesiras Nefesh is, sometimes Mesiras Nefesh can be to learn another half an hour, sometimes Mesiras Nefesh could be to stay in learning. On any level that a yid would be moisen nefesh, on a level of nafshi yotze bedvor, that I'm prepared to give up my neshama for dvar Hashem, he'll be zeich in all the gilim of Matan Torah. They say in Fasemis. That's the mafteach. Is if we want to be zeich in this gather of Einod Mavad, in this gevaldike gilui, Torah comes with a gevaldike gilu of Ava. Yishakeinim in Yishikis Piyu, it comes with a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, every time we talk about Torah, we talk about Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava Zeilu, Ava Zerabu. The whole mahus of Torah is an expression of love to Klai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala everything. That there's an expression of Einon Mevala, that there's nothing else besides us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gilui, which is coming up now from the Yontif, which comes up in every, it comes with the Torah. The Torah brings the Gilui. And all a person needs to do is to shtel tzu a little bit of Mesiras Nefesh, with a little bit of saying that a person wants, of nafshi yotze bedvor, that I'm prepared to give up my, a little bit of zich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dvorah, as much as a person is prepared to give up for Yinafshi Yotze Dvorah, that's as much as a Bizeicha to have a Hakara and a Gilui of Ein Oid Mavadai, which Avada is the Etzem Mitzias of what we are.